Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dub siren in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're going to perform it in session view first, then carve that performance into arrangement view so it feels like a real part of a jungle or old-school DNB track. This is one of those sounds that instantly says sound system culture. It's not a lead in the pop sense. Think of it more like punctuation, a warning, a call-out, a little bit of attitude right before the drop, before a bass switch, or right after a break edit. In drum and bass, especially old school jungle, that kind of energy is gold, because the genre is all about tension, contrast, and release. So the goal here is not just to make a siren that sounds cool on its own. The goal is to make one that works with chopped breaks, sub, reese bass, and the whole roller energy of the tune. Let's start by building the instrument. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. You could use Wavetable too, but operator is a great choice for a raw, direct dub siren. Keep it simple. Start with a sine or saw wave on oscillator A. Don't overthink the source at this stage. The vibe comes from movement and processing, not from complicated sound design. Set the amp envelope so the sound speaks quickly. Keep the attack very short, almost immediate. Then give it a medium decay, a short sustain, and a fairly quick release. That way the siren can stab, wobble, and disappear without hanging over the drums too long. In jungle, space is everything. If the siren is too long, it starts fighting the break. Now shape the tone with a filter. A low-pass filter around the mid-range is a solid starting point. You can keep it around the 1.5 to 4 kHz area, with just enough resonance to give it some character. Not too much, though. We want rude and musical, not painful. Now comes the magic. Pitch movement. A classic dub siren often feels like it's bending and calling out in simple phrases. Don't make it too busy. Write short MIDI notes, maybe two, three, or four notes at most for a phrase. Try a root note, then a jump up a fourth or fifth, then back down, maybe finishing with a higher octave hit for emphasis. That kind of shape instantly gives you that old-school warning call feel. Keep the notes short to medium length. In a jungle context, short phrases often hit harder because they leave the breakbeat breathing room. If the drums are busy, the siren should answer them, not talk over them. If you want extra movement, use glide or portamento if the instrument supports it, or automate pitch slightly for a more authentic wobble. Small pitch bends go a long way here. You're not trying to write a melody that people hum. You're trying to create a signal that cuts through the mix and tells the listener, something is changing now. Now let's add some grit. Put a saturator after the instrument and drive it a little. Just enough to bring out the harmonics. Soft clip-on is useful here. You want the siren to feel like it has been pushed through a speaker stack, not polished for a pop chorus. After that, add either dynamic tube or overdrive, but use it gently. This is about thickness and edge, not destruction. Then use auto filter for movement. You can automate the cutoff so the siren opens up and closes down during the phrase. That simple motion makes it feel alive. Finally, add echo or delay. In DNB, delay throws can make a siren feel much bigger without needing more notes. Try sync times like 1/8, dotted eighth, or even 1/16 depending on the tempo and the roll of the sound. Keep the feedback moderate. You want a trail, not a fog machine. And filter the delay repeats so they don't clutter the low mids. If the sound gets too sharp, use EQ8. High pass the siren so it stays well out of the kick and sub range. A cutoff somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz is a good starting point. If there's a harsh area in the upper mids, tame it a little. You want energy, but you do not want listener fatigue. Now we move into session view, because this is where the lesson gets fun. Instead of committing to one long arrangement right away, create a few different MIDI clips so you can perform the siren like an instrument. This is the best way to find out what actually works in context. Make at least three or four clips. One can be the sparse intro call. Another can be a more urgent pre-drop rise. A third can be a short drop punctuation stab, and a fourth can be a longer breakdown phrase with more delay and space. Think of these as different energy levels, not different songs. If you want, record several takes. Do one restrained pass, one more aggressive pass, and one that's a bit chaotic. Then you can comp the best moments later in arrangement view. That's a really good teacher move, by the way. Don't assume the first idea is the best one. Often the best siren phrase is the one that sounds almost too simple at first. While you're in session view, loop a breakbeat underneath. Something with that jungle feel. Maybe an amen-style rhythm, maybe a tighter roller break. The important thing is that the siren interacts with the drum phrasing. It should land where the drums leave space. It should answer fills. It should hit phrase endings. It should feel like part of the arrangement logic, not a random layer sitting on top. A great trick is to place the siren on the last beat of a four-bar phrase, or right after a snare, or between chopped break hits. If the break is dense, keep the siren short. If the break is more open, you can let it ring a little longer. Always keep checking the relationship with the kick and snare. If the siren steals the downbeat, shorten the release or move the phrase slightly later. Now route your space carefully. Instead of drowning the whole sound in reverb, keep the siren controlled. Use a return track if you want, with a darker hybrid reverb or a filtered echo. That way you can send just enough ambience without washing out the mix. In drops, the siren should usually stay fairly direct and punchy. In breakdowns, you can let it get wider and more atmospheric. This contrast matters a lot in drum and bass. The genre lives on fast transients and tight low end. If your siren is too wet all the time, it'll blur the rhythm and weaken the impact. So think in sections, dry and present in the drop, more spacious in the breakdown, tighter again when the drums come back hard. Now let's carve that performance into arrangement view. Record your session view performance into the timeline, and then shape it into a proper DNB arrangement. A simple structure works really well here. Start with an intro where the siren is filtered, distant, and used like a warning signal. Then build tension by making the notes a little more frequent and opening up the filter over several bars. When you hit the drop, keep the siren short and rhythmic. Use it as punctuation at the ends of phrases. In the middle of the track, throw in a stop-start call or a call-and-response moment after a drum fill. Then in the breakdown, let the siren breathe again with more delay and a bit more width. For the outro, strip it back so the track stays DJ-friendly. This is where arrangement view automation really shines. Automate the filter cutoff so it rises over a few bars. Automate delay feedback so it briefly jumps before a drop and then snaps back down. Automate reverb so the breakdown feels wider, then pull it back tight on the next downbeat. Even volume automation can help keep the siren from overpowering the drums. A great old-school move is to let the siren hit on a phrase boundary, then cut it hard right as the drop lands. That contrast is what makes the moment feel so satisfying. It's not just the sound itself, it's the timing. Now let's talk mix balance. Use EQ8 and utility to keep the siren where it belongs. High pass it so it doesn't occupy low-end territory. If it starts getting piercing, reduce a little around the upper mids. Check it in mono, too. If it disappears or turns harsh, adjust the width and gain before the effects chain. Remember, the sub and kick own the bottom end. The breaks own the rhythm. The siren owns the narrative. It's there to steer attention. If the loop feels too busy, remove notes before adding more effects. That's one of the biggest lessons here. A smaller phrase usually sounds more authentic than a flashy one. In jungle, restraint often sounds heavier than complexity. For a darker variation, try bandpass filtering instead of just low pass. That can make the siren narrower and more menacing, especially if you're going for a heavier rollers or darker jungle vibe. You can also resample the siren after you've got a good phrase, then chop it into little transition hits or reverse tails. That turns one good moment into a whole toolkit. You can even do a two-siren conversation if you want to push it further. Duplicate the track. Keep one siren slightly higher and one slightly lower, and alternate them or pan them subtly. That gives you a more sound system call-out feel, without needing to write more notes. So, quick recap. Build the siren from a simple stock instrument like operator. Shape it with a basic waveform, a short envelope, a little filter movement, and some gentle saturation. Add delay and controlled space. Perform several short phrases in session view so you can hear how the siren responds to the drums. Then record that performance into arrangement view and automate filter, delay, reverb, and volume so the siren evolves across the track. The big idea is this. In jungle and old school DNB, a dub siren is not just a sound effect. It's a structural tool. It marks the changes, builds the tension, and adds that raw, rebellious energy that makes the track feel alive. Now your turn. Build a 32-bar sketch at around 170 to 174 BPM. Make three distinct phrases, intro, build, and drop punctuation. Record a session view performance. Carve it into arrangement view, and add at least one filter move and one delay or reverb change. Then resample one of the best moments and turn it into a transition fill. If you do it right, you'll have something that feels properly old school. Rude, punchy, and ready to ride over breaks and bass.